أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك خير نزلا أم شجرة الزقوم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the ni'mats and the enjoyments of the people of Jannah, what pleasure they will have. Now Allah compares that to the life of Jahannam, what kind of a life is that? And by comparison, the reality of things become much more vivid and clear in the mind of a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ نُزُلًا أَمْ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ بھلا یہ بہتر مہمانی یا درخ سیند کا. Think for yourself, is this entertainment of Allah, the enjoyments of Jannat, is that better, or the tree of Zakkum? Zakkum is a tree that is in Jahannam, and this tree is such that it spreads over the whole of Jahannam. It is a very poisonous tree, and the smell of it is also very terrible. On the other hand, in Jannat, there is the tree of Tuba. And this tree also spreads over the whole of Jannat, which gives off a great beautiful fragrance and very sweet also. So Allah says, can the two ever be equal? Think for yourself how enjoyable Jannat is and how terrible Jahannam is. Inna ja'alnaha fitnatan lidh-dhalimin. Humne usko rakha hai ek bala zalimon ke waste. And one of the reasons why we have made this tree is a test for the wrongdoers. When this ayat was revealed, the kuffar of Makkah immediately said that, just think for yourself, can a tree grow in fire? Then this is all, whether it was the kuffar of Makkah or many deviated sects in Islam till today also, who cannot comprehend the qudrat of Allah and things which don't come in their mind, they just say it's impossible. Then they deny the reality of the Quran Sharif, the words of Allah, because they are slaves of the small little feeble minds, and their eyes are not on the unlimited qudrat of Allah. For Allah, there is nothing impossible also. For us, there are things which are impossible. But for Allah, there is nothing impossible. So this tree, they said, how can a tree be growing in Jahannam? Fire destroys the tree. But in the fire of Jahannam, and in fire in this world, there are certain insects that live in that fire and thrive on that fire. When man can see this with his own eyes, then what is it difficult for him to believe the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Also, in the Arabia, there is a certain tree, just like the Bushmans used to rub stones, rocks together, and let a spark come out, and they used to light their fires with that. From this green tree, by rubbing it together, which the Arabs see with their own eyes, a spark comes out and they light the fire. So if Allah can take out a fire from green trees, what is it difficult for Allah to let a tree grow in Jahannam? In the seas of Jamaica, there is a plant that grows in the fire, in the water, in the sea. And that plant is fire. If you touch it, you burn. But it is in the water. So things are impossible for Allah, for us. But for Allah, there is nothing impossible. So Allah said, we have made this tree a test for mankind. And there are many other tests also. For example, the sighting of the moon, which Allah has kept that we must see it, that also is a test. And we find always there will be controversy, those who will accept and those who will not accept. So there are many things which Allah has made, and it is only a person with perfect and strong iman, not knowledge, iman, that can accept the words of Allah Ta'ala. Innaha shajaratun takhruju fi asli al-jahim. Wo ek darakht hai, nikalta hai dozakh ki jhar mein. And this is a tree that is right in the roots of Jahannam, and it spreads right over the whole of Jahannam, and it thrives in the fire of Jahannam. طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. اس کا خوشہ جیسے سر شیطان کے. And it's the tops of it is like the heads of شیطان. So this is how terrible the tree looks. It is extremely poisonous, and it smells also terrible. Yeah, there is an important point that we should also learn from here, that the heads of shaitan, we haven't seen shaitan, but everyone imagines, has got it in his mind what shaitan is like. Like there are many other things also. Like for example, if the ulama will speak of the evils taking place in the world, They haven't seen it, but it is in the mind. And people, and with that what is in the mind, the comparison is made. Though they don't go and look at the filth and dirt which is on websites, etc., pornography, but they know, they've got an idea what is happening there. Just like that, nobody has seen the heads of shaitan, but it is in the minds of people. So the Arabs use this when they want to describe ugliness. They say كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, it looks like the heads of shaitan. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَعَاكِلُونَ مِنْهَا, so وَوْ خَائِنْجَ اُسْمَ, and these people of Jahannam will be forced to eat of that fruit. They either by actual force, or their hunger will be so much that though they will hate it, but they will have no choice but to eat of it. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ, پھر بھریں گے usse pet, and they will have to fill their stomachs with it. And the effect of that will be, as it comes in another ayat, it will tear their intestines apart. And after that, they will be made right again, and they will have to eat again. And thumma inna lahum alayha the shobam min hamim. Phir unke waaste uske upar maluni hai jalte pani ka. And then on top of that, they will have to drink boiling water. This will be the pus of the people of Jahannam, together with hot boiling water. Just as it is put to the lips, the lower lip will go right down till the navel, and the upper lip will go right up, but they will have to drink of that. According to some Mufassireen, this will be before they enter Jahannam. And then after that, they will enter Jahannam and suffer the other punishments of Jahannam. According to other Mufassireen, this is one section of Jahannam, like a dining hall where they will go and eat. And this will be their food. And after that, they will be brought back into Jahannam to suffer the adab of Jahannam again. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ, پھر ان کو لے جانا آگ کے ڈھیر میں. Then they will be taken back into the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّهُمْ أَلْفَوْا آبَاءَهُمْ ضَالِّينَ, انہوں نے پایا اپنے باپ داداؤں کو بہکے ہوئے. And all this because they found their forefathers were misguided, and they just blindly followed their forefathers in the worship of the idols, etc. فَهُمْ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ يُحْرَعُونَ, پھر سو وہ انہیں کے قدموں پر دورتے ہیں. And they follow blindly in the footsteps of their forefathers. We also should check, there are many things that what was coming with our forefathers. Many people who believe in Qawwali, they say our forefathers were doing this, we will carry on with this. Our forefathers were doing Milad, we will carry on with this. So we should check that which the forefathers were doing, which were right things according to Quran and Hadith, we should hold on to that firmly. But what they were doing wrong, that we should understand, and we should not follow in the wrong things of other people. وَلَقَدْ ظَلَّ قَبْلَهُمْ أَكْثَرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, اور بحث چکے ان سے پہلے بہت لوگ اگلے. And in this pattern, many people before also got misguided, that they just followed blindly what their forefathers said or did, and they followed in that, and they were misguided. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ, اور ہم نے بھیجے ہیں ان میں ڈر سنانے والے. And to all nations we had sent people with the warnings of Allah Ta'ala, to warn people of the consequences of Jahannam, the adab in the qabr, etc. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنذَرِينَ, اب دیکھ کیسا ہوا انجام درائے ہوا کا. So see what was the result of those people who did not heed the warnings, and they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. Whether it was the people of Thamud, the people of Ad, the people of Noah, all these examples are in front of us. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin, magar jo bande Allah ke hai chune huye, but the chosen servants of Allah who followed and the commands of Allah, observed the warnings of Allah Ta'ala and corrected their lives, they were saved from all these punishments and these warnings. So there are clear lessons for us, and the picture of Jahannam, which is so terrible, which has been drawn so vivid in front of our eyes. Any person who has any love for himself and feeling for himself and his family will make every effort to save himself from this torture and this adha.